It's been more than 3 decades since a Republican won the presidential vote in Washington state. We elected Ronald Reagan in 1984. In local elections, though, Republicans have had more success. They won control of the state Senate in 2013. And this year, the party hoped to take over the state house. That was before Donald Trump. KUOW's Deborah Wong reports on the possible Trump effect in Washington state.
It's not hard to see what local Republicans are up against this year. When you go door to door in the suburbs east of Lake Washington.
Hi, I'm Paul Graves. I'm running for state representative.
Paul Graves is a 34-year-old lawyer who's running for an open house seat in the 5th Legislative District in eastern King County. He says he's knocked on close to 19,000 doors, including Jackie Treadwell's in Maple Valley.
Are you Democrat or Republican?
Republican, and a reasonable one.
Okay.
Yeah.
While Graves introduces himself as a reasonable Republican, Treadwell says she's just not sure about the Republican Party these days.
I used to be Republican. I still kind of am, but I don't like Trump.
Yeah, well, it's one of those years. You got a believer in me then.
Graves says he doesn't like Trump either, especially after Trump attacked John McCain for being captured in Vietnam, and after Trump's crude comments about women.
Misogyny is just such a wrong thing. Like, to have somebody say those kind of things about women is just so wrong. Character still matters, and that's a lack of character. And so I can't give my support.
In any other presidential year, denouncing the person at the top of the ticket would probably be considered disloyal, but not this year. By all indications, Trump is trailing significantly in Washington state. The latest Elway poll shows Trump with only 31% support, compared with Hillary Clinton's 48%. Many Republican candidates have denounced Trump. They include Chris Vance, who's running for U.S. Senate, and Bill Bryant, who's running for governor. Trump has even become an issue in the state treasurer's race, which features two Republicans, Michael Waite and Duane Davidson. Davidson has declined to give his opinion on Trump, saying he doesn't want to politicize the state treasurer's race. Waite says he will not support Trump, but he's frustrated that it's even an issue.
It's distracting from what we already realize is a very limited information race, and to spend any time outside of just talking about the fact that I can add tremendous value in the treasurer's office detracts from our potential for change.
So the question that both Democrats and Republicans are asking is, will there be a Trump effect? And how much will Trump's unpopularity affect state and local Republican candidates? If you ask Republicans, they're likely to say not much. Rob McKenna is a former attorney general who ran unsuccessfully for governor in 2012. McKenna says, especially in suburban districts, voters are used to splitting their ticket, voting Democrat at the top for president and Senate, and Republican in local races.
This is a state of notoriously independent voters where people routinely split their ticket and are proud of saying, I voted for people in the other party. I know a lot of Republicans and Democrats who are proud of saying that there's at least one Democrat or Republican that they regularly vote for.
But Democratic pollsters say all indications are that this is going to be a very tough year for Republicans up and down the ticket. Ben Anderstone is a political consultant with the group Progressive Strategies Northwest. He specializes in figuring out voter sentiment. He says Trump has deeply tarnished the Republican brand.
Republican candidates on the state level are really on the defensive, having to spend a lot of time distancing themselves from Trump and the national Republican brand. And being on the defensive is never a good position in politics.
Anderstone says Republicans in this part of the state typically do a good job drawing support from Democratic-leaning voters. They've tended to focus on economic issues, making the case that Republicans are better qualified to keep tabs on your pocketbook. But this year, Anderstone says, that's going to be a harder sell for Republicans.
You know, the most well-trained athlete is going to have trouble when the incline goes up. And that's the situation the Republicans are facing this year in Washington.
According to the Elway poll, 48% of voters say they're likely to vote for Democrats in races for state legislature versus 36% for Republicans. And that's welcome news for Democratic candidates like Darcy Berner. She runs a button-making business in Carnation.
We have all kinds of different tops with different artists, different designs.
Berner has run 3 times unsuccessfully for Congress, and this year she's battling Paul Graves for that open state House seat. She says voters she's met in the district are pretty united in their dislike of Trump.
People are pretty upset. Occasionally I will run into somebody who's a fervent Trump supporter, but honestly, it's pretty rare.
Berner says women in particular are turning away not just from Trump, but from the Republican Party in general. And she believes that will help the Democratic Party across the board.
It's clearly going to be a wave year. I think the question at the moment is it a wave year or is it a tsunami year?
But local Republicans say success at the polls will come down to who's working hardest to reach voters. And they're trying to convince them not to worry so much about the presidential race. Here's Paul Graves again on Jackie Treadwell's porch.
You know, the schools your kids go to and your grandkids go to, the roads you drive on, the business climate in this state, that all happens in Olympia, not in D.C. And so I think especially if you're frustrated with your choices for president, it's worth focusing on these races.
And success may also be about lowering expectations. Earlier in the year, Republicans talked a lot about taking control of the state House from the Democrats. Now Republicans are saying they're hoping for a tie.
Good talking to you.
In Maple Valley, I'm Deborah Wong, KUOW News.